Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1728. Visible translated text is as follows. And told me he had an affidavit he wanted to get me to sign for an extraordinary motion for new trial. I said, wait a minute, I don't sign anything unless I read it. It didn't read like I said it, and I wouldn't sign it. I told him I didn't sign anything. I didn't know what I was signing. He asked me if I wanted to see Mr. Frank. Hang. I told him if he was innocent, I didn't, but if he was guilty, I did. I was so mad I wouldn't talk to him anymore. Mrs. H.W. Edmondson testifies by affidavit in substance as follows. In reference to the evidence of Mr. W.J. Burns before the court on Saturday, May 2, 1914, at which he claimed, amongst other things, that my daughter Montine had failed to interview him at any time, is untrue. Mrs. Leo M. Frank came to my home in company with Rabbi Marks and arranged an interview between my daughter Montine and Mr. W.J. Burns for 4 o'clock that same afternoon. And at 4 o'clock, Mrs. Frank, Rabbi Marks, and W.J. Burns came to our home. My daughter Montine and myself were present at the interview. Mr. Burns apologized to Montine for the treatment she had received at Mr. Samuel Borstone's office and said he had nothing whatever to do with it. Said he was called over there after she got there. He told Montine that he wanted her to tell him just how she went to the factory and back, and she replied that she had already told it, and if he wanted to see it, to go to Mr. Dorsey's office, and he would show it to him. This made Mr. Burns very mad because Montine would not go over the occurrences for him, and he turned and spoke to Mrs. Frank and said, "You are an unfortunate woman. You are up against it. You will have to wear the thorn. It might as well be you as anybody." When Mrs. Frank was here in the morning, she told me that a lot of people censured her for not going to see Mr. Frank at first, but she said the reason she didn't go was on account of family affairs. When Montine told Mr. Burns he could go to Mr. Dorsey's office and see what she said at the trial, Mr. Burns said, "Are you sure he will let me read it?" And I said, "No, sir, I am not sure, but I suppose he will." Mrs. H.W. Edmondson testifies by affidavit in substance as follows. 214.